This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Hey. I haven't done this for a while. Dean's Dilemmas. Dilemmas of an almost middle-aged gay white male.
And what's happened to you?
Because nobody knows how hard it is for us white men.
Nobody knows
the trouble. So you know, it's sort of fashionable. Well, some would say fashionable, particularly in the bear community, to have a beard.
Mm-hmm.
To have a beard. So, you know, I currently wear a beard on my face.
You do. I wear it well, I must say.
Thank you. You wear it well. Thank you, RuPaul. But I have a beard. But of late, as an almost middle-aged, and I say almost middle-aged gay white male, my beard has turned a funny colour.
Oh.
It's no longer luscious and brown. It's now not even just speckled with grey. It is getting decidedly grey.
That does happen.
It happens. And it ages me, I think.
Oh, so you have issues with it?
Well, I'm thinking, this is my dilemma. Is it wrong to dye your grey beard dark?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
It's like a rhetorical question. Tristan's like, nah. Next issue.
Oh,
be sensitive.
So you think I should dye it?
Well,
you get a little toothbrush with a bit of shoe polish and just go for it.
Do you think? Maybe a little mascara brush on it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it go sticky then? Run your fingers through my sticky beard?
Yeah, we're going to have a smooch. You're going to smooch all over Anthony.
Yeah, right. He ended up with a mascara and beard on his face, yeah.
But have you seen the, there is actually a trend putting the grey in the hair, actually putting it in the hair as a look.
Yes,
gone the other way.
So maybe I could dye my beard grey.
Your beard's always greyer on the other side. It's like a mixture. It's like wisdom. It's like there's a hair for every experience you've ever had.
But if I dye my beard brown, let's say, to match my hair on my head.
Yeah, dark brown.
Do I dye my eyebrows as well? Or does it actually look weird?
No, your eyebrows are pretty good.
But is it weird when people dye their eyebrows?
I paint mine on because I don't have any.
Oh, you paint them on? I didn't know this about...
I don't paint them. I don't get an easel out in the watercolours, but I just fill them in, you might say.
Well, I was just talking about my dilemma, because, look, I am an almost middle-aged gay white male, and I do have a beard, and my beard is turning grey. And so I put the question out there, should I be dyeing my beard grey, or is that not owning my age and you know, is it sort of deceitful, do you think?
So, good question.
Good question. We've got some answers in.
We do. Oh, my goodness. Have we ever? First up is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Don't know how you feel about this, Dean. Mike says, dark beard, grey pubes.
Is that a as in... Is it
Oh, you know so what I mean? He's asking you about your downstairs, Dean.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you, Mike. Not on air anyway.
No.
But I'm going to take that as a positive.
Yes.
I think he's saying... If you, what is it, your carpets don't match your...
Yeah. Well, can we talk about your carpet?
No, I'm not going to talk about my carpet. But thanks for that, Mike.
That's
also,
good.
Cassius is coming with this one.
On 0427JOY949. Cassius has said, my BF...
That's boyfriend, Jax.
Thank you. Didn't know what that was. Makes me grow a grey beard. He only has one grey hair, so that feels unfair.
Well, that is unfair.
Yeah, but that's that thing. You want to do what you want to do, but you also, it's kind of nice to impress your partner. Is it?
And at the, because you went to a wedding on the weekend, but there was another wedding happening somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
Some royal thing. Yeah.
Some regal thing.
And that Clooney guy. Clooney, George? Clooney. Yeah, actor, I think.
Why was he invited?
I don't know. But he's the silver fox, yeah?
Oh, gosh.
He looks good with grey.
But he'd look good with the...
Yeah, with a bag on his head.
Yeah, burnt.
Yeah.
Crisps.
And the other the guy we're talking about, Tan from...
Queer Eye.
Queer Eye, yeah. He's got the grey hair going on.
Mm.
It's quite distinguished looking.
Yeah, with his accents. Oh.
That's right, he's English, yeah.
Oh, I've got a grip. No.
No, not that accent.
All right.
No, let's move on. I'm an almost, and I say almost, middle-aged gay white male.
Depends when you're going to die, though, doesn't it?
Or what the middle is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long's a piece of string?
Longer than I care to think. But yeah. Now, and my beard is going grey. So the question was, should I be dyeing it? Is that kind of wrong?
Should you embrace it or erase it?
Oh, look at you with the slogans.
Thank you.
Embrace it or erase it. Now, we've had some more messages in. First one's come through from Anonymous Mouse. Thank you, Anonymous Mouse.
And Mep said, there's nothing better than wanting to look amazing.
This is it. I want to look amazing, but do I?
You want to feel amazing.
I want to feel amazing.
You can't put a wig in a pickle.
Is that true?
I don't know. Just saying stuff.
You are just...
All right, another text in. What does this one say, Dean?
This is also another mouse. My partner has just grown a beard.
Oh.
Oh, I hate it. Well, true confessions here.
Ah.
It's gone grey and it's aged him by 15 years.
Mm.
Could you leave him? I don't know.
I love the look of a beard, but having a little smooch of a beard, or maybe more of the moustache, I want to kiss the lip.
You want to kiss the lip?
And not then the lip's gone. I don't want to just rub your hair
not
everywhere.
Not the soup strainer.
Yeah. I want to suck out your breakfast. Didn't sound good.
That did not sound good.
Oh, do something, Dean.
But no, I do like a man in a beard. Hey, we were talking earlier about my beard is going grey.
You and your beard.
And you asked me, do I want to embrace it or erase it?
Yes.
And I'm sort of edging towards just embracing it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Had another message in. We've hit a nerve, I think, Jax.
We've had a message in, nay, an email from the president.
The president?
The president.
Not Trump.
A president of something.
No, president of the Big Bears.
Yes.
Rob Cam. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Rob. He says, hi, Dean. Us bears love our facial hair and beards and continue to feature across our members and the wider bear community. Do with yours whatever makes you feel awesome, dyed or natural. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
If you look in the mirror and love what you see, others will too.
Oh, hashtag.
Celebrate the beard.
I do like a good hashtag.
Oh, thank you, Rob, you beautiful president of the Vic Bears. It's true. You have to feel good about yourself. Doesn't matter if someone else is telling you something. I like it like this. You have to live with it and feel good within your hairy skin.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.